But here's the last one, and we'll end. Look at verse 5. Job prayerfully persisted. See, the choice that a godly dad can make is, first, you decide you're going to pray. Then you pray by tracking with them. Then you pray by asking God to consecrate them and sanctify them. And you offer yourself as that priest for that process. But look at what the end of the verse says. Thus Job did continually, regularly. Job prayerfully persisted. He was a great and godly dad because he kept on. It wasn't just when they were little. You notice that they're grown up. Probably this habit, this choice started and built through their lives. Job, I mean, it's easy to pray for a child when they're a newborn and they're having trouble breathing. It's easy to pray for them when they have their first broken something or their first huge illness. But sometimes we stop that intensity. Job never stopped. He was regularly praying. He started following their lives. He started offering prayer for his family as an intercessor. And he wouldn't stop. He was ready for the unexpected death of his children. By the way, all 10 of these kids die in a tornado. They're all at one of these gatherings, and he knew right where they were because he prayed for them. And they were in that house, and boom, the house fell in and killed them all. And you know what? I'm sure it broke his heart, and he and his wife, and they wept. But Job knew the spiritual condition of his children because he had prayed them through their lives. He did it regularly.